You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Major League Soccer is gearing up to add 3 new teams by 2022. So is Detroit on the short list this time? Well, let's find out as we turn to Bill Shea. He covers business of sports for The Athletic. Bill, is Detroit on the short list this time?
I think it really depends on how you define the short list. If there's a list, Detroit is at the very bottom of it at this point, but it is still on the list, and I guess that is important if you're a fan of Major League Soccer and want a team in Motown.
You know, you just stop and think, back when the United States hosted the World Cup in 1994, they put first-round matches at the Pontiac Silverdome, including Brazil versus Sweden. Certainly, FIFA recognized Metro Detroit's a good soccer town. There have been big-name European teams that have played friendlies at the Michigan Big House and got the biggest-ever crowds ever to watch soccer matches in the U.S. So what happened?
Well, Major League Soccer was very excited about putting a team potentially in Detroit when this process began formally in 2016. Dan Gilbert and Tom Gores and their associates proposed a $1 billion soccer stadium / mixed use project of big glittering towers and retail and hotel, you know, the whole mixed use project that's just pretty common in sports. And then in 2017, they said, no, we're not going to do that. We're just going to retrofit Ford Field instead and have the team play there if Detroit gets one. Major League Soccer wants all of its new teams to play in open air soccer specific stadiums of about 20,000 or so seats. They've got a bunch being built right now, and a handful of teams that play in larger stadiums in different circumstances. And that sort of was the impasse, and Detroit went from the front of the line to the back of the line.
And as you point out in your piece for TheAthletic.com, I mean, they made that kind of about face and dumped the jail site where they were going to do the big, MLS-specific stadium. And they made that announcement just a month before Detroit was supposed to make its pitch for an expansion team. You've got to wonder what was the thought process.
Yeah, they've never been really specific on sort of how that originated. They had Rossetti, the architects in Detroit, gin up these beautiful drawings of this potential downtown stadium at the failed jail site. Everybody was excited. Then they had Rossetti do some designs of what a retrofitted Ford Field could look like. And they said, hey, this is a great site. The stadium's already here. It's in the middle of the central business district where all the stuff and investment's going on. And we just want to build the mixed use, the apartments and the condos and offices on the jail site, and we'll play soccer inside the Lions Stadium. And Major League Soccer does not like that.
And I wonder if bringing Lions owner Martha Ford into that owner mix, did that tilt things?
Well, I think Major League Soccer would very much like to have 3 billionaire veteran sports team owners as part of the ownership matrix for Major League Soccer. They certainly have the financial capability of writing the $200 million expansion fee check. And Major League Soccer does not make money. It has never made money since they launched it in 2006. It may serve as a tax write-off for some of these team owners, but, having 3 established pro sports owners owning one of your soccer teams, I think they would love to have that. They just are not in love with the idea of using Ford Field.
So with that in mind, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning absolutely no way on earth, and 10 being you've got yourself, congrats, you've got a new expansion team, where would you put Detroit's chances?
Well, they're adding 3 more markets to get to 30 teams in the next couple of years. St. Louis just got a team, so I guess that leaves 2. And it's likely Sacramento and Charlotte will probably be those teams. I would not be shocked if Major League Soccer expands to 32 teams like the NFL and some of the other leagues have done. If they do add those 2, I think they would probably relax perhaps their requirement for the soccer-specific stadium, because Detroit's still the 13th, 14th largest media market in the country. And if you want to have a national media rights deal that pays your league $1 billion or more, you need as many of those big markets as possible. And I think only Phoenix and Tampa are larger markets than Detroit that's not in MLS. So I think there's a shot. So maybe I would give it a 3 at this point, but If they relax those requirements, I think Detroit goes back to the front of the list.
Bill Shea, keeping his eye on Detroit's Major League Soccer expansion hopes. You'll find his story at theathletic.com. Bill, thank you so much.
Always glad to be on.